potatoes, a patch of sweet potatoes which didn't always help.
What is it that makes you cry when you peel it?
Oh, that onion.
Yeah. Did you ever grow much okra?
Oh, yeah. Every year we grow okra.
Okay. If you sit an apple or something, an apple, say, out in the window or in the sun or something, and it gets all wrinkled, you'd say the skin is all what?
Dry enough.
Okay. I guess you raised a few cabbages in your garden.
Oh, yeah.
Do they get very big anymore?
Great old big. You get them flatheads. You couldn't get them down in a gallon bucket, them big old flatheads. And then the sharp heads, you know, they're sort of like that.
I didn't know, but you mean they grow up instead of out?
Yeah, This is hard. Them little sharp heads is really hard, you know, and they're dirty in the flatheads.
I didn't know that. What do you do to beans when you're getting ready? You bring them in out of the garden, green beans, what do you have to do with them before you can fix them?
You have to wash them sometime and then strain them, break them up.
Okay. What about beans that you don't have to strain, big green?
Shell them.
Yellow or green beans?
Shell them.
Okay.
Yeah, shell them.
Well, what about butter beans or lima beans? You don't have to shell them now.
Yes, we do.
That's right. They come in a pot, of course.
Yeah.
Every time, just about.
Every time with green beans and tomatoes.
I don't know what's coming on me.
Where did y'all make that, baby?
That's right. I've been eating out of can too much. What is a thing of lettuce called? I mean, you call it a what of lettuce?
A head of lettuce.
Okay.
Some of the heads and some of the stones, you know.
What about corn when you're getting ready to eat it on the cob? What's the best kind of corn for eating on the cob?
Roasting ears.
Okay. And on a corn stalk, what's the part up at the top of the stalk?
Also.
Okay. And what's the part that's on the ear after you take the shucks off? You've got this
little silk.
Yeah. I don't care how careful you are, you can't ever get all the silk out of
there. You can't do that, but you know, it's lots of corn we buy. Got old silks in it. Buying cans.
Do you ever see corn still in the shucks on the shelf anymore?
Yeah, we do them at home.
Because you don't in these supermarkets, they just shuck it right out and wrap it up in cellophane. I remember they used to.
Yeah, but
some of it is.
Well, I'm glad to hear.
It keeps it from drying out, you see, to leave them shelves
on. They don't cut the top out. They cut the top.
Yeah. Well, I used to see them where they'd have the shucks on in just a little square place cut so you could look in there and see the corn.
We do downtown, where you can get some, it's wrapped up, as you said.
Yeah.
It's not, but they claim it don't dry out, you know, like you can carry it in there and sell it to them.
Well, what is it that kids used to cut up and make a jack-o'-lantern out of at Halloween?
Pumpkin.
Yeah, they buy plastic ones now, but they used to cut them up.
Yeah, they did.
What are your little yellow thing that grows on a vine that's good eating?
A marshmallow.
All right, but a vegetable.
Oh, vegetable. I don't know, it's not the tomatoes. They're yellow tomatoes, but I don't know. Squash.
Yeah, they're yellow. The ones I'm thinking of are yellow, anyway.
Yeah. Squash is yellow.
Yeah. I've seen white ones. I don't know whether I've ever eaten a white squash or not.
Yeah, they can
white squash. Cucumbers
are yellow, right? Yeah, I think they're all
yellow.
And
they're peaches. She raised them in the garden all the time.